Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's fall. Look out the window. It's dark out there. Boy, the days are really getting short. It's that time of the year, and there is a lot to do as we put the garden to bed. And if we can help you with that chore, the many, many chores, give us a call. It's toll free, 855-660-4261. And we will work together to get everything put away and ready for the seasonal changes. Temperatures are cooling off. The days are definitely shorter out there. And things need to be done. So we'll try this today and give you a list of things that should be done. But if you have any specific questions, feel free to call. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And together, we can put everything to bed where it will lay dormant, it will hibernate and sleep and rest and prepare for next year. Primarily, the season is done for a lot of things. A lot of things are still growing pretty good, too. For those of you that haven't had a frost, and those days are getting closer and closer. So enjoy the remaining days of growth in your garden. But on the other hand, the plants that are done for the year, it's time to clean them. To cut them back to the ground, to pull out the weeds, and if you haven't begun a compost pile, let's get a compost pile started. This is the time of the year where you have enough material from your vegetable garden, your flower beds, your perennial beds, your lawn that you're going to be mowing for maybe a couple more times, the pine needles that will be coming down, the leaves that will be definitely coming down. And you should not take all that material and throw it away. That is gold. Take that material, put it in a pile. And within a year or less, you will have the most beautiful soil conditioner that you can ever imagine. Why buy it? You can make it yourself. It's easy. All you need to do is collect it. Stack it in layers. Remember, don't put 10 feet of leaves and 3 inches of grass clippings, a little bit of pine needles. Try and blend so that you have as much green material as you do brown material when you make a compost pile. Things that will help to speed the process, a little bit of lime here and there, a little bit of animal manure that you may have kicking around, a little bit of bag here, a little bit in the bag there. Why stir it? Blend it with this material and create black gold. That's right. Compost is black gold. It is absolutely the best soil conditioner that you can find, and we can all make it. We can all make it with what we have in our yards and in the neighbor's yard. They may not want the leaves. Go get them. Bring them to your yard. If you live near the seashore and you see that there's a storm headed your way that's going to churn the ocean and get that seaweed and the rockweed and the marsh grasses onto your beaches, get to the beach, pick them up, bring them home, add them to your garden. They'll break down, and you won't have to buy peat moss. You'll have black gold that you've created with the waste that Mother Nature is providing you at this time of the year. Very simple. We can all do it. You'll benefit. You'll benefit because your watering for next year will be less. You will encourage beneficial microbes, the bacteria, the fungi, to live in your soil. When you feed your soil, this organic matter will grab hold of that fertilizer, will hold it in position so that the roots of the plants can pick it up. If you don't condition the soil and your soils are sandy, all the food that you apply can wash out with a good long soaking rain. On the other hand, if your garden has a lot of clay, it's heavy, it stays wet, you add that compost, it breaks up the clay particles, it opens up the sewer, it increases the drainage so that your plants can grow better. So it's fall. This is the season to prepare for next year. And this morning and in the weeks to come, we'll be giving you ideas of what you should be doing to keep that garden in the state of improvement. If you live in an area where you cannot get leaves, grass clippings, and other forms of organic matter, you can go down to your local nursery, your garden center, your feed and grain store, like Blue Seal, and you can buy a product called winter rye. Now, winter rye is a huge grass seed. When you open up that bag, you won't believe how big that grass seed is. But that grass seed, planted at this time of the year in your vegetable garden, will improve the quality of the soil better than you can imagine. The reason is you're going to clean the garden. You're going to get all the plant material out of there, rake it clean. And that's important right now, because if you had tomatoes that had black spots, if you had vine crops like cucumbers or squash that had a white film, that's powdery mildew, you want to get that out. You don't want to allow that disease on the plant to dry, fall to the ground, and stay there all winter long, waiting for the arrival of spring and then recontaminate the garden. Get it out. Put it in your compost pile. The heat that the compost pile will create will destroy all of these fungus diseases. Okay? So you've cleaned the garden. You've raked it. It looks beautiful. Now, you take this winter rye seed. You sprinkle it in the garden, just like you're planting a new lawn. Rake it in, water. And one thing that I would suggest that you do, and I would do this to your vegetable garden, your perennial gardens, your lawn, at this time of the year, lime. If you're buying the old-fashioned lime, it takes 6 months to work. 6 months means if you apply it in the fall, it will be working for you in the spring. Winter rye will grow a root system a mile long, growing your own peat moss.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong at half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good morning and happy fall season. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who do we have up first this morning?
First up, we've got Evelyn from Cape Cod with a question about how to put her veggie garden to bed.
Evelyn, good morning and welcome to the Garden
morning.
Club.
I have an area, it's 5 by 12 feet, I would say, and I don't want to use it for the next couple of years, and I would like to know what to cover it with so that the weeds won't grow on it. And the second question is, I have some fertilizers for the vegetable garden in my garage, and I'd like to know if I can put that in the soil now for next year.
Okay, you want to put it in the soil, but you're not going to be using it, right?
Right. I want to do it for the spring.
Okay.
The fertilizers.
Okay. The leftover fertilizers that you have, you can use, even though they're marked vegetable, you can put it on your annuals, on your perennials, on your rose bushes, and on your shrubbery. So don't put it on a piece of ground that you're not going to be using because it would be a waste. So you might as well put it on some plants that are going to be actively growing and can use it, and that way you won't have to buy fertilizer, and the longer you keep it, the better of a chance that you have that that fertilizer will absorb moisture and begin to get hard. So the first thing you need to do is get a black trash bag or a clear trash bag, something that doesn't have any holes in it, and take all of your leftover fertilizers, put them in the trash bag, pull the drawstrings, tie a knot in it, and that will keep the humidity out of the bag, and that will keep the fertilizers from turning into a brick. And that way you'll be in great shape. In the spring, you untie the plastic bag, you take out your fertilizer, you use one bag at a time, and you feed all of the actively growing plants that you have in your garden and around your property. And that way, when you get ready to start your vegetable garden a year from now or 2 years from now, you buy fresh. And you haven't wasted older products with the possibility of them getting wet, turning to a brick, and becoming useless. Now, the piece of ground that you're not going to be using, what I would do is a couple of things. First of all, get it clean. Pull all your plants out and get that soil totally clean. If you leave it barren, you run the risk, if it's on a slope, some of the soil is going to wash away. The wind during the summer will blow some of that soil away, and it may become a problem with collecting all kinds of weeds. So what I would do is I would take that garden area, put down a couple of inches of just common pine bark mulch that you can buy at your local garden center. That will make it look neat and clean, and it will prevent other weeds from growing into it while it's laying dormant. Now, if you want, buy a couple of containers, place them on top of the mulch, and you maybe grow just one tomato plant in a big pot, or fill your containers with flowers. But if you leave it barren, the weeds will take over, and when you get ready to replant in a couple of years, you'll have a real mess. Okay? Have a great fall season.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, a little bit in the cloudy sky, a little fog yet, but it's going to get a little bit better. And then we can all get outside and enjoy the fall season. Great day to go pick apples, pick up a half gallon, a gallon of that beautiful, great tasting apple cider. Great day to go apple picking. I'm going this afternoon, and you should too. Yeah, plus, work in your yard. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Mass with a question about his lawn.
Good morning, Mike. How can we help you with your lawn today?
Hi, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I have dollar spots in my lawn. I used a fungus control 3 weeks ago, and they say put it down every 3 weeks. My second question, I use wet and forget on my gutters and some painted spots of my house. They were kind of black looking. I sprayed the wet and forget on there, and it rained the next day, and nothing happened. Should I use it again?
No, you don't, on the wet and forget, you don't need to use it again. It's a product that takes time because it's a natural type product. You apply it, it dries, it kills the mold, the fungus, the lichens that are on your house, and then the rains will slowly wash them off your gutters, your roof, your siding. So it doesn't happen overnight. And what you need is a good windy storm, driving rain, and you'll need a couple of them. Again, it doesn't happen overnight. On the average, it takes a month, maybe a little bit longer. I've applied it to my tool shed roof, and most of the discoloration has come off the shingle. The lichens have not come off yet, but I went up on top of it the other day and touched them, and they're brittle. They're really, really dry. So I'm sure that between now and the end of the fall season, or by spring for sure, the lichens with the snow and everything will be off. But where I applied it to the side of the house, it has begun the cleaning process. And you can see where it was green and bright green, it's not that deep. It's getting less and less. Now, fungus in the lawn. Couple things that you can do. Number one, if the grass needs to be mowed, mow it. And when you're done mowing, where you had the problem, get your bamboo or your plastic leaf rake and rake up those areas. Because what happens is, when you get dead grass, it lays down. And as it lays down, it will touch a healthy blade of grass, spreading it like dominoes as they fall. So a good raking to fluff up those blades of grass to allow the air to move in between them, and then treat your second application. But give it a good raking. Get all the dead stuff out that you can. Fluff up that grass. And at this time of the year, you should be lowering the blade on your lawnmower. During the summer, we want to keep the blade up around 3 inches so that the grass is tall and there's less evaporation of the moisture in the soil because of the shade that it produces. During the fall, as you're getting ready to put everything away for the year, cut it shorter. And I lower my blade to about 2 inches. By doing that, the air can get to it better. Okay? The other thing is, if you can keep it cut short, when the leaves begin to fall, most of us have always been taught, wait till all the leaves fall, then rake them up and dump them. I don't want you to do that anymore. What I want you to do is, when you see that the leaves begin to fall, mow. Grind up those leaves. Turn those leaves into beautiful small pieces of organic matter. Spread it all over the lawn. And the next time the leaves fall, mow it again. That foliage will turn into rich organic matter. It will help to rebuild the soil in your lawn, and the grass will grow a lot better. I was at Scott's last year, and they did a test. They took a half acre of lawn, and they allowed no leaves or pine needles to accumulate. They kept raking them up. They took another half acre piece of property, brought in leaves, ground them up, allowed them to remain there all winter long. When spring came, The leaves, the pine needles, had disappeared. They became soil, and they found that the grass greened up faster, and the grass became thicker because it turned into food. It held water. It's organic matter, and it's free. So don't rake the leaves and throw them out. Put them in your compost or mow them, chew them up, and turn them into organic matter to help your soil to become richer and to grow a better looking lawn. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Irene from Cape Cod with a question about elephant leaf.
Irene, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Lovely to speak to you again.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions for you. One, my elephant leaves, which were doing great this year, I was all set to remove the bulb and cut them down and put them away, and this morning I'm outside and I see I've got yet another leaf unfolding. So what's the latest time I can cut them all down and remove the bulb? Because I didn't do it last year, and I lost about three or four other beautiful elephant leaves I had.
Okay. First of all, are your elephant leaves in the ground, or are they potted?
They're in the ground.
They're in the ground. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait until we have a killing frost.
Really?
Because, like, I have two big elephant ears in pots in front of my house. They're still looking good.
Yeah,
you know,
they're great.
So enjoy them as long as you can. The frost will come. It will kill the top of the plant. And all of the energy that's in that leaf, when it freezes, will drain down to the root system. So let the frost kill it. Let the energy drain down. Cut off all of the dead foliage. Then dig it up.
Okay.
Shake off as much of the soil as possible. And then what I like to do is you're going to have a ton of white roots that will be visible on that plant. Let it sit in your garage for probably a week until some of those white roots begin to dry and fall, and that will allow the tuber to go dormant. Once it has turned so that all of the roots have dried out, the top has dried out, then what I do is, and you can do this now, when you go food shopping, go to the produce department and ask the people in the produce department if they have any either banana boxes or boxes that have wooden sides. And bring them home, and that will give you a good, strong cardboard and wood container to store your elephant ears. If you can keep them from drying out during the winter, they will be ahead next year. So what you do is you dig them, let them dry out, and then put your container on the cement floor in your basement. Put an inch of just regular pine bark mulch. Set your bulbs on top of the mulch so that they're not touching. Cover them with bark mulch, a sheet of newspaper on top of the mulch, and leave them there for the winter.
Interesting.
And that way the mulch prevents the dry air from hitting the bulb and drying it out, it stays cool, it stays moist, it stays viable. And then if you want, in early March, mid-March, bring it upstairs, pot it up, get it started. And you don't have to put it in a big pot. Mm-hmm. If you bought like a 10-inch pot and just good potting soil, start it someplace where it's warm to get it motivated. That way, when you move it outside, it's already begun to form roots, maybe even a little bit of foliage, and you'll end up with a much, much bigger plant for next year.
Paul, can you divide that at all, or is that just a one-off bulb? You know, like other plants, you can divide them. Does this produce multiple bulbs when it's dormant?
You will be amazed when you dig up that bulb after we've had a frost.
Mm-hmm.
That bulb will probably be 2 to 3 times larger in size than when you planted it.
But it's still one bulb, right?
It's still one bulb, but it will have made branches. But you do not want to divide it until you get ready to plant. If you divide it now, you will have an open wound.
Mm-hmm.
And with the open wound, moisture will escape during the winter. The bulb will dry out and become useless.
Can I wait? Because I see you're going to take a break, and I have 2 other questions for you.
Yes, you wait.
Thank you.
Don't divide until you're ready to repot in the spring. And that's for all bulbs. So hold on.
I sure will.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium grass seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium grass seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election.
Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, so call us right now, and we'll help you with your garden problems. And the number is 855-660-4261. We're talking with Irene, and we just helped her with her bulb storage. Now, Irene, what was your second question?
Well, the other things, and I'll make it real quick and hang up and listen to you. I have some asparagus seedlings that got thrown off from the asparagus plant, and when you said a few weeks ago to cut them all down, I did, and lo and behold, there's all these seedlings. Now, if I transplant those, because they've gone everywhere, you still have to wait 3 years from when you transplanted, or, because they're about, I'm looking at them now, and they're about a foot high, some of them. So should I leave them where they are, or what? And my other situation is, a few weeks ago you said not to spray certain plants with all seasons oil because it doesn't work, and I didn't write it down. I was listening to you, and I have a lot of succulents and things like that outside. I brought some of them in the other day when we were going to have a storm, but I still have mandevilla and tropical hibiscus, so I want to know what that other spray was that you said to use and what plants not to use the seasons oil. And last but not least, I emailed you, and you had said your email address is Roadrunner, but is it roadrunner.com or roadrunner.net, because it bounced back to me when I said com.
It should be roadrunner.com.
Yeah, it bounced back, and there was an error. And then I left a message on your regular phone, but nobody called back. So it was interesting because I asked these questions. So I'm going to hang up and let you give me the answers.
Okay, sounds good.
All right,
good.
Thanks again.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
We have been out of town. My wife and I have been in Atlantic City Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at a trade show, looking at the new gardening products that are coming for the springtime of next year. and didn't get back until real late Thursday, so I haven't had a chance to do a heck of a lot, but I will check into the computer to find out why they are bouncing back, and they haven't even checked the phone. We've just been out straight, especially when you're gone for a while, because we had two trade shows in a two-week period, and it's just been crazy. But on your asparagus, don't dig them and transplant them now. The reason is the plant's going dormant, and it probably will not have enough time to get established until, it will have enough time to get established before the ground freezes. So leave them there. So what I would do is take a piece of narrow ribbon, tie it to the base of the plant, and then cut the plant to about 3 inches once it turns yellow. Okay? That way, in the spring, you will know where that new plant is. And in late March, early April, whenever spring decides to come, you can dig it up and you can transplant it at that time, and you should have great success. So that will be a one-year-old plant. So when you put it in the ground and you remove it, replant it, it will be on its second year. So next year, leave it alone, let it grow, and on the third season, which will be 2 years from now, will be the time that you can begin harvesting, okay? So your plant is a year old, you got to give it another year, and then on the third year, you can harvest. Now, the one plant that you cannot use all season oil or horticultural oil is a plant called Angel's Trumpet. You can use it on everything else. All of your house plants, all of your plants in your garden, but for some reason, Angel's Trumpet, when you hit it with oil, within a week, it will totally defoliate. That's the only plant that I know. And blue spruce will lose its color.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.